Welcome to Orville Radio. Here we are, Vega and Francesco with a cup of joy today.
And today's topic is trip and travel tips. How to make your journey more enjoyable and smoother.
So today we will share about how we can enjoy our travel more with a lot of travel experiences from Francesco.
So yes, this is an episode I was quite excited to talk about. It was my first ideas, but then because of all this situation, people could not travel. So we said, okay, let's wait a while, but here we are. Also because the travel, personal travel is going to happen, so really here to share with you what is it that can be done for improving the quality of your travel. We are going to be mainly referring to international travels done by airplane, but a lot of the things that we are going to be sharing today, they can be applied to like internal flights, not only internationals, or it can be also applied for like long train journeys or even car journeys.
Yes. Mostly travel begins when we plan the travel. So before travel, we need to prepare how we will travel and what we will do and what we need to take. So those all series of things we need to take care.
So one of the first things that they are so helpful are having a checklist. Just have your own checklist written by you, or you can even find them. You can personalize it, but you have something that is not only in your mind, is there, and you can just tick little by little until just before the departure you are sure that you have taken everything, especially the essentials.
Yes, and also you can first think of your travel and visualize it from your departure to the airport and airplane until arrival. And even you can expect all after playful, pleasant experiences after you arrive.
So the fact of visualizing beforehand gives a double benefit. One, it just opens your eyes and opens your reticular activating system, which is basically your radar for being receptive to whatever it can work and be helpful and that is in accordance to your visualization. And on the other hand, when you are visualizing, if in the visualization it comes something unexpected or like, it's something that I'm a bit anxious about, I'm afraid of, or I see a scene that things go wrong, you can change it in your imagination and it's going to be much more likely for things to go smoother later on.
Yes, and also still expect unexpected things.
And be ready to flow along with whatever is unexpected, because that's the beautiful part of traveling also, is that you're going to be going out of your comfort zone and going out of planned things. You can never know. But if you already begin with a good attitude, it's going to be much more likely you're going to be facing in the right way.
Yes. So first thing when I think about flight travel is about sleep. Because many times we have different time zones and we need to depart at night or midnight. So we need to prepare for this, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If one has the possibility to prepare just a couple of days before, especially if you know that when you arrive you will need to be in good shape and maybe begin to work, you can already biohack, they call it, your rhythms. For example, you can just either go to bed a little bit earlier or a little bit later than usual, depending on which time zone you're going to end. And also change your eating timings. It's enough just 1 or 2 days prior to the departure, and the body functions by habit. So it's just a matter of inducing, in a way artificially, your body to get into another rhythm, and it will just pick it up very quickly, and I can guarantee you of that. I've done it quite many times in the past years.
Yes, for me, when I travel at night, that day I don't sleep enough. So when I enter the airplane, I can sleep well. So I made me tired, and I worked more than other times. So it's good for sleep.
So you said, okay, I go and arrive there in the evening and my flight starts in the evening. That was because of one of your strategic choices. So you booked on purpose your flight in the evening so you could do that. So for you, the listener, you can definitely keep that in mind. If you have choice for booking, book in the evening, your natural, usual evening, the place you're starting from. Especially if it's a long travel, you are going to appreciate yourself for having taken that decision when you just can sleep through, doze off for a good part of the journey throughout the night.
Yes, and also we need to move our body, isn't it? Because we are sitting long time inside the airplane in the limited space. So before or after, meanwhile, we need to use our body, like more walking. As you shared, many things we can do.
Yes, and many of them, they're quite enjoyable. I'm sure you must have had, as a listener, the experience of having the swollen feet during a journey. You just look at your feet and they look like the paws of an elephant or some sausages because they're full of blood. That's retention of liquids. And they come because of the pressure in the airplane and because of lack of movement. But a few things can be definitely done. One is drink water. And if you haven't listened to our episode about water, we definitely advise you to listen to it. Drink water. It will just make the fluids to run more smoothly. You will get detoxified by all the things that you get throughout the travel, and everything will just flow much better. The other thing is make your internal liquids circulate. As you were mentioning, Vega, one thing is to walk, but you can really engage into some cardio activities. One of the things I do is in the airport, when I'm waiting between one flight and the other, just go up and down the stairs. That's like going up a mountain. You can run up and down the stairs if you want. Even the elevator, you can play with the elevator. And there are some, quite in many airports, if not in all, there is always some music or music shops where there is just music playing around. And if you are daring enough, courageous enough, you can begin to dance. And you can just enjoy your dance. And I can guarantee you, because I've done it many times, if you begin to dance, a few people will join you. And it's so beautiful when they come and they tell you, oh God, thank you for having started that, doing that. I enjoyed so much. And it was quite some time that I was not enjoying that much.
Sounds fantastic. I'm not so sure I can dance alone with the music, but really sounds good. And I was imagining it will be nice. We have a dance room in each airport. So 24 hours, music is flowing, and anybody who wants to move can go and dance.
Or play the piano. I know, Vega, you know how to play the piano, and many airports do have instruments like piano that you can play.
Yes, it will be also a good option. Also, we have many things we can do. For example, for sleeping, if you cannot sleep easily, you can take melatonin tablet for sleep.
Yeah, definitely, especially if you know that you are going to be having a nighttime and a long trip. And still coming back to the blood circulation and the blood flow that we were talking about before, we can definitely do self-massage. We can massage ourselves and like in the muscles of the legs, of the calves, of the feet, just not to get them swollen. And another thing that happens is that our joints get stiff. They get kind of compressed over time. So what we can do is we can just mobilize them. And you can mobilize them in any place. If you are sitting in the airplane, in your seat, you can still make kind of circles with your wrist, with your elbows, with your hips. Just wiggle your spine back and forth. Definitely you can do that. Then you can also take the excuse of going to the toilet, let's say, or taking just the chance of standing and unwinding your legs. And when you are in the aisle, you can also do a little bit of stretches.
Yes, for that, mostly I arrived in the airport a little bit earlier and I asked at aisle seat. So I don't need to ask people to move for me and I walk about easily meanwhile.
So you can be strategic also in your seat choice.
Yes.
And another thing about unwinding your joints, it can be not only in the airplane and the aisle of the airplane itself, it can be in the station or in the airport. You can really do some stretching, actual stretching. You can bend back, you can bend forward, and you will see, similar as the dance, if you begin to stretch, at the beginning some people will just look at you, but quite a few, after some time seeing you stretching, they will also begin to stretch themselves. So if you do that, you are giving a service to your body, but not only to yourself, as well to some people that are around you.
Yes, so next time when I travel, I want to stretch more. And also important thing is it's better to eat less because we are not moving much our body. So our digestion will not be very flowing as usual. So it's better we have more liquid and less eating.
And if you hear this, you might say, but I have so much long time to stay in the airplane and there it comes, the food, and I cannot not eat and I just want to eat my food. I know if you're thinking that, I understand you fully because I also have that dialogue inside myself. So how do I deal with that? It's I'm going to, in any case, eat a good amount of food, but I just make it long, zen-like. So when they serve me food, I take all the time and I fold the foil that is covering the meal and I arrange and organize my plate and I eat slowly. And you know that if you eat slowly and you chew longer, then you're going to be digesting better and your bowels will function more and you will have your self-entertainment with food instead of just 10 minutes of eating, gobbling down quickly. You can just enjoy for half an hour of your trip. Is going to be a trip in itself.
Like a ritual, eating ritual. Or a ceremony.
Yes, like this ceremony, you can do your own food ceremony. And talking about that, and connecting to the massage I was mentioning before, you can really do your belly massage to yourself. You can just press a little bit in the abdomen and especially going around clockwise in the same direction of your large intestine. These will definitely help to get on going with your bowels.
Yes. And if you have a company, you can massage each other as well. So now it's that good time for a song. So we will play a song, San Francisco by Scott McKenzie. So enjoy your travel to San Francisco.
such a strange vibration.
For me, when I travel, I think it's a good time to watch movies, which I wanted to watch, but I didn't have enough time, or read books, because when we have this long time of traveling or waiting, I feel more relaxed and I can do things slowly.
So you have time, basically.
Yes. And also, we can have more conversations with your co-travelers, if you have anybody, because it's good time for sharing. Normally, we are busy even within the same family members, so you don't have maybe much time to talk, but when you have this time, and you can talk a lot. So one of my friends shared with me, so it's for her, she uses travel for building connection with her daughter.
And Eve, I've heard from you, Vega, you were sharing about a story of some of your friends that they actually got together, they met as a couple while
in
traveling.
In the airport, yes, the airport. Yes. I asked her, how did you meet? And she said, we met in the airport and after they got married. So we don't know what will happen in the airport or airplane.
So in a way, it's, when we are talking about this, we are touching what we call the traveler attitude, the traveler mindset. And when we were preparing for this episode, we thought, you know, basically it all comes down to this. More than the practical tips, more than the practical advices and practices, it's a mindset. How can I just stay with my mind open, ready for all circumstances to just be the most enjoyable possible?
Yes, because we cannot control in many circumstances. There will be maybe delays or there will be some other unpleasant things about your neighbor or whatever. But we can still find some enjoyable things and we can see the beauty in it.
Because if you are open to possibilities, if you are open to circumstances, to new encounters, they will come into your experience. If your mind is close to that, if you are irritated, if you are saying, oh, this shouldn't be happening, and why this and why that, and getting angry and anxious, frustrated, these will just blindside you and you will see less and things will just happen less fluidly for you.
Yeah, so it's a way of flexibility. Yeah. Yeah, in Korea, we are saying sometimes a couple goes on a trip and they break up many times. So this travel can be an opportunity of building connection or you can really break up.
So that, don't worry. If you are a couple, we are not saying just be careful because your marriage is at risk. It's just that a travel can reveal things and it can reveal your internal attitudes. And your attitudes are the main factor in whichever way you're going to be experience your travel and your time, alone or together.
Yes. So you can prepare what you want to enjoy. So you can choose your entertainment package, basically.
Which means you can make a playlist and download it. Remember, not all the places, they have internet connection. You can have a series of videos or movies that are inspiring or are just interesting for you. And you can also have your reading list, either a physical book that you have there with you, a Kindle, or there is also the app of Kindle that you can have in your mobile phone. So at any moment, you can always choose what you want to get entertained by. And this we call proactive entertainment. Because, you know, of course, in the airplane, in the airport, there is plenty of stimulation. But most of the time, we can see that people often, they are receiving it passively. It's just gobbling in whatever is there. Instead, we are inviting you to really choose what is it that really interests you, what you like, what can be inspiring, uplifting. You can even put our cup of joy on. If you have a long time, that's also what you can listen to.
Yes. And even if you don't have all of these, still you can enjoy. And there are plenty of games you can play if you have somebody, like with hands, with minds, with words. So there are always things you can find.
Basically, you can enjoy and entertain yourself anywhere with basically nothing. So the real travel for us is not really the journey itself. It's a state of being and it's a state of mind. So you can travel throughout the countries, you can travel throughout the day, you can travel throughout life, and you can be a traveler open to experiences or not. It's up to you.
Yes. And also you can make your schedule of traveling. Yeah, I've heard from you, Francesco. You are making schedule of traveling and you enjoy fully.
Oh, yeah. When I one of the things I do, I call it the jackpot. Whenever I can manage to do all these one part after the other. If I have some kind of longer time of waiting, I know that, for example, I need to stay in an airport for 4 hours, 5 hours in a row. What I do is like I go for my pit stop. I call it the pit stop. So I go to the toilet and I clean all the exposed skin. And it's unbelievable what comes out of the skin after a few hours of travel. I wash myself, I change my clothes, I shave, so I even look good to myself in the mirror, not because of appearance, but just because if you look fresh to yourself, your brain also will register that you are fresher. So this is the first slot. And then I know that I have a good time to just wait. So I'm going to be placing myself horizontally. Because our organs need to stay at their horizontal position. That's why we sleep in that way. And people very often don't feel well because they stay all the time just sitting for maybe hours and hours throughout the travel. So I make myself flat, my organs on holiday. And then I pull out the travel kit to screen out sensory inputs from outside. Which is, I screen out sounds by putting some earplugs. I screen out lights by putting the blindfold, and I protect the sensory inputs from the skin by putting my blanket of the Emirates airline that I took at some time. But it became mine for now. And then I set the alarm. And I count myself down with some self-inducing sleep techniques that you can find in some other episodes that we have done. And then, like, I can sleep for quite much time And when the alarm rings, I already have my scheduled work, so I can be productive also while traveling. I have my laptop, I do a few things there. I take a hot tea, and I read a little bit of book and click. 5-6 hours have elapsed like anything, and I enjoy from beginning till end, and I'm not stinky.
Yes. It doesn't sound like waiting. It sounds like a wonderful day.
Yes. Yes. And that's why I was saying at the beginning of this episode, like, I'm excited to share this with you, because I was thinking about it, and we were talking with Vega. By now it's 18 years that I've been traveling, and I've been enjoying it so much every time that I can't but share it with others. And I would like just to share it with you, and that you are listening now, even if you're not going to travel right now, your next travel, if you take care of these things, I promise you, you are going to be thoroughly enjoying it. Thoroughly.
Yes. So I also kept many tips, so I want to use it for my next trip.
So we let you go for the next trip sooner or later with our song, closing song, that you can listen till the end if you have time, which is We Are Going on the Road Again by
Ken Heat. Enjoy your travel.
But I'm out on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow.
In the rain and snow.
You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow.
In the rain and snow.
I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young.
When I was quite young.
And my dear mother left me when I was quite young.
When I was quite young.
She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Mama, please, don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry no more.
Take a hint from your mama, please, don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry no more.
Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long, old, lonesome road.